Yes, it's the Dark Mark Show. Welcome to the, well, it's normally the lighter side of the dark side. Tonight it's the higher side of the dark side.
Oh.
It's the Dark Mark Show. And look who's back. My beautiful co-host, Josie Cat. And
hello, Dark Minions.
Empress Kush is in the bathroom, and she's going to be, quite a show. This is the 420 Easter special. Josie's wearing the bunny ears, but we have the real Easter bunny sitting right there.
That's right. I am the Easter bunny. Thank you, Dark Mark.
You know, you got to get closer to the mic, Easter bunny. Hello?
Yes.
I hear you. Yes. Oh, here she comes. Your Royal Woo! Highness, Empress Kush, has just come in the building. Empress, you can sit if you can sit over here. Yes. Easter Bunny, we're going to have an Easter Bunny sandwich, okay? Well, you're going to be right in the middle of Josie Cat and Empress Kush. Where I would like to be, I'm going to put you, sir, because you are the Easter Bunny.
Easter Bunny sandwich works for me.
Oh, good, good, good. And, Wes, you'd be confused. I know the Easter Bunny. Thank you, Empress.
Brought chocolates.
He did bring Easter baskets. I was a little confused because you look a lot like Santa Claus.
I'm not Santa Claus. Deal
he
with
does.
It. I'm not Santa
are you
Claus.
Sure
I am
not,
the Easter
he
Bunny.
Candy.
Are you sure you're not Santa Claus? Because
no, I'm not Santa Claus. I met that fat bastard one time. What a prima donna. No, I am not Santa Claus.
You are the Easter Bunny. Okay.
I am the Easter
All
Bunny.
Right. Well, before we get started, I want to let you know we are.
But what about the hat?
Right.
What hat?
The hat on your head.
What hat?
Apparently, he's got a hat on his head.
You don't have ears.
Russ from Porkins Radio is calling me right now. So I'm not sure what's going on with him. But we've got, let me just.
What's he calling you?
Can I do the jokes, Josie? Now, let me just tell you. First off, let's get the sponsors out of the way since we're in such a great mood. First off, before we do that, I don't think Russ from Porkins Radio is going to be here. He said, isn't it Sunday? I said, no, it's tonight. So I've been posting about it all week. But it's fine. We have a great show here tonight.
You smoked too much.
Yes. So, Josie, do you want to say hello to Russ and the Dark Minions out there?
Hello, Russ. Hello, Dark Minions.
Okay. So Santa Claus is giving out chocolates, which is good because...
The Easter Bunny.
I'm sorry. God forgive me. The Easter Bunny. You probably get that a lot.
Not Peter Rabbit either. It's the Easter Bunny. Deal with it.
You probably get that a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I get a lot. I get way too much. I don't know what to do. I think I might...
I bought a basket too, but nobody seems to be... There's anyway.
It's all about the marketing, Mark. All about the marketing.
Okay, so.
First, Santa Claus is cool, though, too. Why don't you make Santa?
Fat bastard.
Oh.
Is he fatter than you?
Oh, way fatter than me. I'm svelte. Look.
He's in pretty good shape, these days.
Yeah,
what did you say, Empress Kush?
I can see you've been working out.
I have been, yes.
Empress,
you want to get a little closer to the mic. Oh, excuse me.
If you want to put your headphones on, you can probably hear better.
I can see you've been working out.
I have been working out.
Oh, look what we have here. Chocolate carrots.
We have chocolate carrots.
Decadent.
You don't have chocolate carrots in your basket.
That was from Mark's basket.
That was from my basket. I didn't know.
My basket, chocolate carrots, deal with it.
Okay. All right, so
he's
Empress Kush.
Easter Bunny.
Easter Bunny's kind of mean. Easter Bunny, do you mind if I get my sponsors out of the way? Because it's very, very exciting. We have two sponsors now. Well, Josie, you remember the days when we had no sponsors?
No, we've always had sponsors.
Well, there was a couple weeks we didn't have a sponsor. Now we have two. First, we have Audible.com. I love Audible.com. Josie loves Audible.com.
M&M's. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, this is a great idea. Bring a bunch of candy in front of a bunch of stoned girls. That's good. Not that you two are stoned or anything. I'm just saying, theoretically.
Kit Kats.
If you want to read about marijuana or you want to listen to an audiobook about marijuana, audible.com is the place to go.
I love Kit Kats.
I don't know if we're ever going to get a show
yet, Mark.
Let's see. Candy. Let's go candy. 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 Okay, so they have California Medical Marijuana Dispensary and Grower's Handbook, The Compass of Pleasure, How Our Brains Make Fatty Foods, Orgasm, Exercise, Marijuana, Generosity, Vodka, Learning, and Gambling, Feel So Good, Marijuana Legalization, What Everybody Needs to Know.
Peeps.
Easter Bunny was showing me what to do when you put a peep into the microwave. Weren't you, Easter Bunny?
Yes, I did. Let's put a peep in the microwave and see what happens.
Look at that.
You should open your mouth, Mark. Check it out. There we go. There's Mark with the peep.
Here, if you put in candy on audible.com, you get candy liquor.
Here, open your mouth.
Chelsea, can I do the fucking sponsorship seriously?
Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
Audible.com has candy liquor and urban erotic tale by Noir. If you go to audibletrial.com/darkmarkshow or the dark, or you go to www.darkmarkshow.com and click on the Audible button, you get a 30-day free trial at audible.com and a free audiobook. So you should get candy liquor, an urban erotic tale, or whatever tickles your fancy. Also, we have a new sponsor. Excuse me. Josie.
What?
We have a new sponsor.
I know.
We have two sponsors.
Very exciting.
Who's the second one?
Well, I was getting to that because...
I'm dying to know.
I bet you are. And you actually would
it's
like
this
one. It is a good one. It's www.dammittees.com. I wanted to make sure I spelled this right. DammittEes.com. I'm on their page right now. They have Susie and the Banshee shirts, Bikini Kill Riot Girl shirts, New Wave Hookers, Sinead O'Connor shirts, crazy shirts. I love it. They've got horror shirts. They got vampire shirts. They got Elvira. Don't look at me like I'm a fucking teacher. I'm just trying to get the sponsors out. So go to Audible. Go to darkmarkshow.com. Go to damatees.com. Go to audibletrial.com/darkmark. Okay. Josie?
What?
Now you can loosen up because it's time for the Hollywood Reports.
Oh.
Mindy, okay. Do we have the Hollywood Report music?
Okay.
Oh, Josie, girl, you look so hot.
Easter Bunny has an old school phone.
Well, I would imagine so. Is it a flip phone, Easter Bunny?
It is a flip phone.
Check it out.
Okay.
Am I the only one without my phone out? Should I get my phone?
This phone makes phone calls.
You know what this one does? This one, you could look at porn. Do you want to see?
No, I want to try it.
There we go. Show me the porn. What kind of porn do you watch?
Do you have Easter Bunny porn on there or Santa Claus porn, even better?
How about
Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny together?
Well, you were grooving to that song, Empress Kush. I don't know if you know who sings that song.
You know what? For a musician, I know very, very few musicians.
That is sung by
Santa porn.
None other than the person doing Santa porn right now.
Oh my God.
Josie Cat
you
might and her
one.
Band Pissant. And she's supposed to do the Hollywood Report, but obviously she's not.
Well, I guess you got a new
Hollywood
fan,
report.
Josie.
Well... Hollywood was very exciting last week.
Josie,
last
I have no
week.
Idea what's going on.
Yes, I do.
Empress is complimenting your song.
I went to the premiere for Treasure Kings, which I was featured on.
Right.
And
were you as coherent on that show as you are tonight?
I was. I'm coherent. I'm just having fun.
Yeah.
Looking at Santa porn.
I can see it.
Anyway, Treasure King was great. They right. have, at the premiere, they had R2-D2 and right. Transformers and Whitney Houston's piano and all these really cool toys like Wall-E was, you know, cruising
Wall-E
around.
Wall-E from the Disney movie?
Yeah.
Right.
And it was just fun. And the cool thing was it was the first episode on Reels TV and my episode was the first one they showed. So,
right.
Awesome.
I'm sorry, Easter Bunny, excuse me.
Yes, Easter Bunny.
Santa seems to get all the action, doesn't he?
Fat bastard, yes, he does.
I don't see a lot of Easter Bunny porn.
You know, let me tell you who you want to party with.
Did you put in Santa porn?
You want to party with the Tooth Fairy. You know why? Because the Tooth Fairy has a necklace of teeth, and that damn thing's a chick magnet, let me tell you. Girls love necklaces made out of teeth. They love them.
Well, they like Santa, too. I mean,
they like Santa, fat bastard. Look at that guy. Jeez.
Now, who has a bigger penis? Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny?
That's a good question.
That's a very good question.
Yes, and don't show me. I just want you to tell me.
You don't want proof?
I'm sure you have peed in a urinal next to Santa Claus.
That's true, I have. We did party together one time. What a pain in the ass, that fat bastard.
Well, what about the elves?
The Easter Bunny's much bigger. The elves, they're hung like horses, let me tell you.
All right. Now Josie probably knows about that. She likes short guys. Josie. The other thing I wanted to... Where did you meet John Carpenter? That's what I want to know.
Oh, John
Carpenter. The director of The Thing in Halloween.
John Carpenter was at Hyena Gallery in Burbank, and there was an exhibit with everyone honored him, and they had Friday the 13th inspired art, and the thing inspired art. The fog and all that fun stuff.
Well, he did Halloween, not Friday the 13th.
I mean, but, Halloween.
Right.
Oops.
Anyway, let me turn this around so I get the Easter Bunny and Josie on a tight shot. Anyway, is that it for the Hollywood Report?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Now, let me tell you something about the 420. And I know, and please, this is now the time everybody has fun and gets goofy and does whatever you want, okay? Throw candy around, do all that shit that you were doing before. Now you don't do it. Now you don't do it.
It's not fun when you tell us to.
Okay, well, hopefully it'll get
something. It's only fun when you're being serious.
Okay, Mark, tell Josie not to throw a peach.
You shouldn't throw a peach, because I don't want the whole cleanup thing, because we had a whole thing last week, and we had anyway. Let me get back to the show. This is off to a great start. Josie came up to me. She's like, we got to have a 420 show because Easter's on 420. I said, okay, you book it. How many guests have you booked that have been here that are here tonight?
My guests didn't show up.
Yes. But I booked the Easter Bunny and
Easter Bunny, yes.
Who looks a lot like Santa Claus.
No,
and I have, trust me.
But I did get a cool shirt from the 420 nurses.
You did. Is that what you're wearing right now?
Yes.
Because the 420 is kind of stretched. It looks like 840. I don't know what's going on there. But I'm so happy that one of my friends, Masuka, thank you, introduced me to Empress Kush. Empress Kush, and let me explain who Empress Kush is. And by the way, Josie, you'll be thrilled to know, we're going to have rappers on 2 weeks in a row.
All right.
Oh boy.
Got Empress Kush this week, and we have a cultivator, the Buddhist rapper, on next week with a 500-year-old vampire lady, Blood Mellow. So that's going to be a good show.
Oh.
So now, you don't look like a typical rapper, Empress Kush.
I've heard that.
Am I overstepping my bounds to say you're a Valley girl?
Yes, I do represent the 818.
And you that was your first song that you came. Was this before Empress Kush that you came out the 818?
This was
song?
Before Empress Kush. Holla 818.
Holla.
Holla 818. You got to spell it right too. H O L L A.
Yeah, because you can't do H O L L E R or else.
Right. Well,
people
not holler.
Right.
Holla. That's how I know it's cool because you don't pronounce the R at the end.
That's right. Holla. I know, and Easter Bunny knows the difference between saying it with the A and saying it with the ER.
Makes a world of difference.
Exactly. So, holla to the 818.
Holla 818.
Holla 818. How many hits did you get with that one?
I think I'm close to 200,000 now, or am I more? I'm not sure. I haven't checked in a while.
That's pretty good. And you are wearing sunglasses, and we know why. And you're a Valley girl.
Yes.
And how did you end up rapping? What inspired you?
Eminem.
Really?
Was, you know, probably 97
way
to
back
8%.
Then. You remember that, Josie?
Not
really.
Almost, almost 100% of my inspiration was Eminem. It was really the Eminem show.
Right.
That inspired me because I love that CD so much.
Right,
it's my favorite one by far, far, far.
Okay. Forgive me. The Eminem show was the one. What was the big hit off of that one? Was that the first one?
Without Me.
Oh, okay. That was the second one.
It was like his third or fourth one.
Okay.
He has him like in a suit on the front with a microphone. And,
yeah. No, it's fine. Okay. So, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
Empty without me.
Yeah.
Moby's
a 36-year-old fan. I remember that one. So.
Yeah.
So you listened to that and you said, I'm going to rap. And you did.
I used to spend a lot of time smoking weed and rapping along to that CD. And then I wrote some rap songs for myself for fun. And I kind of sucked. But I kept doing it. And then when I just wrote Holla 818, like, total joke.
Right.
And then I performed it and people liked it. Then I made the video and people loved it.
Right.
And I just kept rapping. And now I'm a lot better.
When did you decide that? I'm assuming Cypress Hill is an influence as well.
Yes, Cypress Hill is an influence. Snoop Dogg.
Right. All the rappers that smoke pot.
Dre.
Now, this is probably a good question to ask Easter Bunny. Easter Bunny, do you smoke trees at all? Do you engage in a little
Christmas
smoke
trees.
Action?
Easter trees.
Yeah, don't do it. No. Santa Claus smokes the Easter trees.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull a Lois Lerner here and plead the fifth on that.
Okay, that's a yes. Is this the first? When did Empress Kush develop? I mean, was this like last week or was this a couple years ago?
Empress Kush has really been around since like 2010.
Right.
Maybe 2009.
Right.
Well, no, because I shot the video in 2010. And I made this character, Empress Kush, for the music video for my song, well, for Crystal South's song.
Okay.
Oh no, the 5-0's coming.
Was that your crew, Crystal South?
I'm sorry?
Was that your crew, Crystal South?
No, that's my name.
Posse?
That's my name.
Oh, okay.
Crystal South.
Do you have a posse?
No.
I'm reveling in the irony that Empress Kush's real name is Crystal.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Actually, I kind of have a posse. I have Joe Doe, my a collaborator of mine.
Right.
He does some amazing, amazing stuff. He produces, he raps. He's out and repping Fort Wayne. If any of my Fort Wayners are listening, go Fort Wayne.
Indiana?
Yes, Indiana.
Were you born in Indiana?
No, but my mom was.
Oh, okay.
I did go out there and visit a year ago. It was fun.
Hang out in the cornfields and all that stuff?
There were no cornfields.
Right.
There were fields, though.
I'm sure. Well, you know, it's funny because, as I said, Josie, you didn't book anybody. But I took it upon myself. Not only did I book the Easter Bunny, not only did I book the Empress, and we are going to be playing your new song. I want to get back to you. But Mindy is going to have direct from Colorado, where marijuana is completely legal.
Yes. I knew there was a reason I wanted to move there.
Jeffrey, are you going to move
cold.
To Colorado?
I've been wanting to move there for like 3.5 years.
Because I lived in Colorado. I lived in Denver, Colorado. I lived in Loveland, Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Before it was legal.
I wanted to move to Boulder.
Right.
And I wanted to move to Boulder before I knew that it was going to be legal there.
Right.
So
why Mark and Mindy? Why, what was the inspiration?
No, I actually
I know that's for the old people in the studio. Easter Bunny and Josie Cat.
I took a Facebook quiz and it told me I should move to Denver.
Right.
So I was like, I'll fly to Denver and check it out. I actually did a little bit of research before and I was like, nah, Denver is like too much of a city. I don't want to go there. And I found Boulder and that sounded pretty awesome. So I went. I visited. I loved it. I actually put down a deposit on an apartment, and then
right.
I went home and I gave my 2-week notice at my job, and I needed all 2 weeks of pay to get there, mind you.
Yeah,
and
sure.
My boss was like, oh, you want to leave in 2 weeks?
Mm.
No, you leave now. So then I didn't have
the
money to go.
They do that. Corporate America is horrible like that.
It wasn't even corporate. It was actually a really great company, which I won't mention on air because I
kind
of talk shit, but it was a great company.
Well, apparently we got... apparently we got Jeffrey Peterson's answer machine, so we'll keep going.
All right. Long story short, I was going to move there, and then I didn't, and now it's 3.5 years later, and there's been a lot of life happening since then.
I'm sure.
So, yeah, I'm not there yet, but one day.
And plus, the laws here have relaxed.
Yeah, I mean, that was never really,
They're swabbing
my motivation.
People now.
They're what?
Swabbing people.
Swabbing?
Oh, yeah, the cheek swabs.
Yeah. At the checkpoints.
What
you gotta be
points?
Careful.
No, like
Tijuana? LA people do not drive around
Drunk driving.
What if they just want to?
Here's the irony of me doing a 420 show. I gotta let you know, I don't smoke pot. I never. I've smoked pot like 5 times in my life. I got stoned for the first time like 3 years ago. A guy gave me a half an edible. The guy who did our theme song, Kevin Crone. Thank you, Kevin, once again.
Oh yeah, Kevin. Thanks.
Yeah, gave me half
cool.
Gave me half a cookie, and he ate like 3 cookies. And about 10 minutes later, I'm like, oh, I think, because people I told I was doing a 420 show tonight were like, dude, are they going to smoke in the studio? I'm like, I don't know, maybe. He's like, dude, are they going to get you high? Like, no, why does everybody that gets high want to get me high? Why is that? They just like, they take it as like the ultimate challenge. What is that?
We want to share the amazingness with
no,
you.
No, I love, because all my friends smoke pot. I love hanging out with people that smoke pot. Contrary to what happened at the beginning of the show, Josie, please go relax.
Huh?
Relax, Josie. You're not relaxed. You were throwing shit and all relaxed.
Mindy made me some bunny ears.
I'll bet she did.
Thanks, Mindy.
That's
you're welcome.
That's not all. That's not all Mindy did for you.
I left a message for your friend.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Well, we've got a show here. We've got the Easter Bunny. We got the Empress. We got Josie Cat. And Empress, I think this would probably be a good time to play the song.
I bet it would.
This is a world premiere, isn't that?
This is the world premiere. This is the first time the general public has heard my song.
Oh.
Or will have heard.
So this is We Smoke the Blunts?
We Smoke the Blunts.
I detect a Jay and Silent Bob influence here.
Thank you. You got it. Awesome. See? I was wondering if anyone would catch that, and you did.
Who smokes the blunts? I know. I first said, was
hell
that
yeah.
Yeah, I know. And I know. I watched it. I'm wearing a Cheech and Chong shirt. I love stoner movies. I love stoner characters. Easter Bunny, you ready to get down?
Cool shirt, let me tell you. Cool shirt.
I appreciate it. You ready to get down?
I can't see the shirt.
Let's
behind the monitor.
Okay. Okay. Josie, are you going to dance with the Easter Bunny?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Josie and Easter Bunny are going to dance. Here's the world premiere of Who Smokes the Blunts? We smoke the blunts. Empress Kush.
Empress Kush on the mic. 420 every day. Who smokes the blunts? We smoke the blunts. We smoke the blunts.
You heard?
Who smokes the blunts? We smoke the blunts. We smoke the blunts. Rolling up the fatty, Cincinnati to Miami, pole to pole. People keep the fatties rolled, but I'm from Los Angeles, where we smoke the bomber screens. Scream if you know what I mean. Only loading OG in the bowl. Now I'm on a roll, holding hits for minutes. No beginner shit, my blunts are so meticulous. Stunting so ridiculous. Listen, bitch, I'm about to fix this shit. Sticky green, affirmative. Chocolate rap, gimme that. Who smokes the blunts?
Who?
We smoke the blunts.
Who?
We smoke the blunts.
All around the world.
Who smokes the blunts?
Who?
We smoke the blunts.
Who?
We smoke the blunts.
All around the world.
To any stoner fucking roll a blunt. But I'ma do it right, and I'ma only show you once. So put your lips around the filter at the end. I constructed that. Notice how it never gets all nasty and wet.
Never.
Even when the guy before you in rotation sucks it like he's on vacation in Miami for spring break. 18 and he's female or gay. Get my drift? That's just one of the benefits of smoking on an Empress Kush spliff, bitch. Who smokes the blunts?
Who?
We smoke the blunts.
Who?
We smoke the blunts.
All around the world.
Who smokes the blunts?
Who?
We smoke the blunts.
Who?
We smoke the blunts.
All around the world.
Continuing forward, I guess I really ought to warn ya. I was raised in California, second generation stoner, and I'm innovative. So when I roll a special blunt, I'm being so creative. Y'all just hate it, not perfected on a classic. Take the beat away, holla and bring it back, shit. In case you didn't get the memo, I'm legally bad shit. I'm rolling the fat shit in an orderly fashion. Puff, puff, let it pass it. Put it out when it's the ass hit. Who smokes the blunts?
Who?
We smoke the blunts.
Who?
We smoke the blunts.
All around the world.
Who smokes the blunts?
Who?
We smoke the blunts.
Who?
We smoke the blunts.
All around the world.
Push, 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 who smokes the blunts? We smoke the blunts. We smoke the blunts.
All around the world.
Push, who smokes the blunts?
Who?
We smoke the blunts.
Who?
We smoke the blunts.
All around the world.
Push, who smokes the blunts?
Who?
We smoke the blunts.
Who?
We smoke the blunts.
All around the world.
There it is, folks. The world premiere on the Dark Mark Show of We Smoke the Blunts by Empress Kush.
Aw, yeah.
I like it. It's fun.
All right.
Thank you.
And now everybody's loosened up. Now Josie's back to, she's loosened
and
up.
And I just noticed that I have a Cadbury egg, which I'm so excited about.
Oh, you can have any of the candy you want. I know you probably got the munchies.
I've been boycotting Cadbury eggs because they're so fucking expensive now.
Please, there's a bunch of them. Go right ahead.
Oh, I'm going to take like all of these.
You can take all of them. There's caramel ones in there,
my
too.
Bra.
No, just eat.
I could just put them in my purse. I don't have to sneak them.
Yeah, No. You're our guest. You're the guest that showed up. None for Danger Russ. None for Tour 20 Comic.
It's an Easter basket from the Easter Bunny, right?
That's right.
There.
It's the Munchie basket. And by the way, if you were tuning in hoping to hear Danger Russ, he is rescheduled. He will be on May 1st.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be a fun show because he's going to be on with a drag queen. So we've got Easter Bunny.
Yes.
Now, You might want to mop that sweat off. That's a
that's what you always look like.
Yeah, well, I got hair.
You have some.
Does really make you sweat? Seriously, because I got to ask all the marijuana questions to you because you're the royal highness.
It doesn't make me sweat.
Okay,
I said Empress Kush makes you sweat.
Oh yes, well you definitely make me sweat. I was posting. It was funny because I was posting your picture and people were like, "Wow, who's that?" I'm like, "That's a it's a hot girl who likes to smoke pot. That's a rarity."
Everybody loves that.
But it's a good thing.
It's a good thing. So what do you think about Easter falling on 420 this year, Easter Bunny?
I don't really think it's any coincidence. I think it was divine intervention that caused that.
Did you have a hand in that?
I did not have a hand in that, but I...
What about Santa?
There's a cross right here that had something to do with it. I'm not sure what.
Now, here's the thing, Easter Bunny. Now,
talk to me.
Now, you always come up with some candy, so apparently you know something about the munchies.
I do. I know a lot about the munchies.
We can tell.
takes a lot of calories to maintain this weight.
I can imagine. You're in good shape. You've been working
out. That's right. I've been working out.
That's
exactly.
Funny. He's funny, but he's inconsistent. I'm skinny, now I'm fat. Easter Bunny, I'm Santa Claus. Who knows what you are?
Santa, he's a fat bastard, but I'm svelte.
You're svelte.
Where'd you find him?
Down Skid Row and found him. He looks a lot like the guy we had in here, Santa Claus.
I'm not Santa Claus.
You remember when he was here?
I stole his hat, though. Yeah. Check it out.
Santa Claus.
You spanked Santa Claus.
That. Maybe I need to spank you.
Wait. Here's the thing. Now, Easter Bunny, we had Santa Claus in here, and Santa Claus spanked Josie Cat. She's been a naughty girl in 2013. In 2014, she's been even worse. Now, I know Santa usually takes care of these things, but is there any way you could spank Josie Cat for being so naughty in 2014 and not showing up with any guests and not booking any guests for the 420 show?
Pretty rare that I actually help Santa out because he is a fat bastard. But in this case, I will help him out and I will discipline
Josie. That's a twist.
You're going to get Josie over your lap? Is that what's going
to
happen?
That's
the only way to do it, Josie.
Okay, Josie, here we go.
Goodness.
All right,
do I get candy?
Candy?
I have a feeling something bigger than a people pop up, but go right ahead.
Talk about the erotic candy tales. What was it?
Yes. Ah! Come on, you can do it, horror. Come on, bunny. Easter. Ah!
Wait, the naughty, the oh, Easter no, Bunny's been naughty.
The
hold
naughty.
On, hold
he
on.
Needs a spanking.
Now wait a second.
Not really get my up, first
get
Easter,
get
you know?
Uh-oh, Easter Bunny, I think you messed up. Uh-oh.
Bend forward.
Has he been a naughty hands. Easter Bunny?
Assume the position. You want to help?
I think Empress Kush needs to help with this.
Yeah, okay, spank him. Take that, naughty Easter Bunny.
Bad Easter Bunny.
Bad Easter Bunny.
Bad Easter Bunny.
Bad. Oh, I should have taken off my headphones. I'm like, whip him with the headphone cord.
There he is. Easter Bunny, more, I don't think. I don't think it's a, no, 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 no. Don't worry about that.
Come on, Easter Bunny. You want more? Bad Easter Bunny.
Really bad Easter Bunny. Really
How bad,
bad
was the Easter Bunny?
This Easter Bunny was really bad.
He was really bad.
Really bad.
He hit the eggs and you couldn't find them, Easter Bunny. You're hiding the eggs where nobody can find them.
I was hiding the eggs in the hard to find place.
Easter Bunny's, he's a little different than when I was a kid. So where's Josie's candy for doing that? Yeah.
Here, Josie, you know what you get for that? You get a white chocolate cross.
And I like
a
how
white
you pronounce
chocolate
white.
Cross. Just for you. Look at this.
I know where to put it, too.
Look at that. Does that look good?
Hold on. Oh, geez, you already bit into it. Okay. So Empress Kush.
You know what?
Is this going to become an erotic candy eating thing now?
I'm curious about this.
Okay, so.
Do you like chocolate crosses as much? Apparently that's a yeah.
This is the 420 show that has nothing to do with 420, but we're having fucking fun.
Candy has lots to do with 420.
Oh, that's right.
Check it out. 420 calories right there.
There you go. The Easter Bunny knows all that. Yeah.
That's right.
We're 420 in here repping it for you.
I'll bet you are. So, Empress.
Yes.
We would like some of the candy, if that's a possible.
And we would like some of the weed.
We got to share one big
If you guys want to come in here, I don't know.
Come on,
come on, come on in here. Mindy, come on, get some candy.
We're out of crosses, but I have a tea here.
Yeah, well, we got a tea. So,
yes.
So, yes, Mindy, our producer, is in here.
Come here. Look at all the candy.
You have all, you can have your pick of the candy.
All the Cadbury eggs.
Oh, wait a second. I'd be careful bending over there if I were you, because things have happened. Uh-oh, Josie. Oh, Josie, what's going on? We got some Reese's. We got some Kit Kats. Got some Peeps. Get some for them. Yeah. We got some M&M's.
Some M&M's.
M&M lover, yes. So do you get props in the street, Empress Kush? Like props from other rappers, or do they...
I don't go out on the street very often.
Well, yeah, like at Sherman Oaks and stuff. Like, is there beef between you and, like, the North Hollywood rap? Yeah, the no-hood rappers have beef with you or something, or...
I have had a couple people talk shit on my YouTube.
Yeah? What were the worst comments you ever got?
Oh, the worst one, what did they say? It was actually pretty hilarious.
Because I had somebody comment on one of my comedy shows, two words, crap ranting, which was I left it on.
Craptastic?
No, crap ranting.
Succinct yet descriptive.
Yeah, so I was like, you know what? I can't fuck with that. That's good. So you can just leave it on there. But I always get, you're not really goth. You're not really goth. Like, stuff like that. But what do you get?
This is my favorite one. I have two favorite ones, I think. And the first one is something that I just blanked out on. Hold on.
Josie, what's the worst YouTube comment you've ever gotten?
Probably.
So we can't think of something.
Looks like a stripper.
You look like a stripper.
I know what it was. They said. They talked some shit, and then they said that I should suck an egg and die.
Suck an egg?
Suck an
egg. That's really tough.
Well, yeah, hardcore. Yeah. Real gangsta. Yeah. Oh, now she's going to suck an egg. But she's not going to die, folks. Easter Bunny, what was the worst comment you ever got?
Ooh, suck it, baby.
Okay, Amber's Kush is going to suck an egg now.
I like sucking the middle out of those things.
Wait. Easter Bunny, did you hear that?
The best part.
I may have to give her the Heimlich here.
Wait. Easter Bunny, if I were you,
and
I'm not telling you what to do, I would give Josie Cat a Cadbury egg and see what she can do with it.
Here, Josie Cat. Just for you. You get the center out of that? Oh, there you go.
Okay. So now we've got Josie Cat's I don't want to say the name brand, but she's got a chocolate egg.
Oh,
cream filling.
They're not an official sponsor.
Yeah, well, until Cadbury sponsors the show, we're not going to get them.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to use that name Cadbury would we?
No, that would be bad. No, Easter Bunny.
You like that creamy
egg? I don't know what to look at. She's got to pose first. She's got to do her punk rock egg licking pose first.
Now that's hot.
Yours is almost sold out. That's pretty hot, too. Oh, jeez. Easter Bunny just said money shot.
Money shots. All right.
You got two money shots. You're surrounded by money shots, Easter Bunny.
I like this Easter Bunny sandwich. Now, this is hot stuff.
She spilled some on her breast, Easter Bunny. She might need some help.
Right? Yeah,
I'll lick it off for you, Josie.
So, but I mean, have you done live shows, Empress Kush? I don't know.
Yeah. Tons. Well,
right?
Not tons compared to people who actually do tons, but
like any high profile gays, like Cottonmouth King, Cypress Hill, something like that.
No,
I'm sure you would like to.
Of course.
Yeah, or even who knows? I
this is really my first time stepping out as Empress Kush.
New Kids on the Block. I don't know who you might have opened up
first. No, I've opened for other unknown people at lame shows that sucked.
Sounds like the shows Josie and I do. Yeah. So
it sounds like playing music in LA.
Right. But are you opening up for like boy bands or like rappers or rock?
We usually do with other rappers or
right,
like rock bands.
Other white rappers or other black rappers or other Hispanic, Asian. I don't know what else.
I think most of them have been Hispanic actually.
That's well.
I'm sorry, I have my mouth full of
Los Angeles.
Right now.
Please. We could do the whole show like this. I didn't know. Yeah, she's licking her cream at me. She still has that. Yeah.
She still got that little cream right there.
Ah, but she
does.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you don't want to talk with your mouth, we can talk while you two are doing. So, but I mean, why do you think that now? I mean, to be honest with you, white people really have taken over rap in some extent. Eminem really pushed away and then it just opened the floodgates.
Mm-hmm.
And why do you think that is? And you think it's a good thing?
I mean, obviously there were white rappers before Eminem.
Right.
But
I remember them. Marky Mark. I remember all those.
Yeah.
House of Pain.
Those were fun times.
Right.
I think.
I remember. Yeah. It's the guy's face. I remember all that stuff. Yeah.
I think that Eminem really legitimized the idea of the white rapper.
Right.
I was hoping to be the first female white rapper to really make it big, but then there's Krayshawn and then there's Iggy Azalea, both of whom I love.
Right. So was that your plan? You were going to be the one that...
I took a little bit too long getting around to it.
Right. So, I mean, what female rap... I mean, do you like female rappers or do you like...
I like a lot of rappers.
Okay. Well, who's your favorite? Besides Eminem, who else do you like?
I like some stuff that Nicki Minaj does, but okay. I'll just leave that there. Iggy Azalea is really cool. Both with Nicki and Iggy, I feel like their unsigned stuff was better than their signed stuff.
Right.
Even though some of it's still good, but I just feel like the other stuff was more authentic.
Right. So, but if a record company came up to you and said, like, you're going to be the new Nicki Minaj and we got a whole thing for you, you go with the program, right?
Yeah.
And people were like, remember that We Smoked the Blunt on the Dark Mark show? That was good stuff. Now she's doing like American Idol and all that stuff. But I can see this work. I mean, this is, there's nothing out there like it.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah.
We've kind of gotten away from marijuana based rappers in the mainstream.
Yeah, let's bring it back.
It's all about freaking mixing cough syrup with Sprite and vodka, and that's cool somehow.
Who does that?
You ever done that, Josie? Oh, you don't know about you don't know about the syrup?
Leaning.
Yeah, give her a lesson on syrup. Give her some knowledge.
I don't know really much more than what I just said, but I had to look it up.
Easter Bunny, do you know about the syrup?
Have you been on the syrup?
That's
sipping
a new
the
one
scissor?
On me.
No, yeah. No, this is the syrup.
We're talking about sweet tea here. We're not talking about sweet tea.
No, here's what we're talking about. I think what you're talking about. I think this is sort of past, but like. It was big in Houston was the big scene, and they would sip cough syrup and get high off it.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
So that's kind of seeped in the rap culture, but that's sort of dying now. And now.
Yeah, now it's about like Molly. That's great, guys. Good job.
Well, if the cough syrup has codeine.
Right. Well, that's the whole thing.
It's promethazine. Yeah.
That's how they got high. And we really got to get back to smoking pot to get high.
Yeah.
That's the way we got to do it, right?
It's a lot less dangerous.
Right.
Just driving up the price of cough syrup.
What's that?
Just driving up the price of cough syrup anyway. We don't
exactly.
need that.
Exactly. Oh, but then again, I was just thinking, what if you put cough syrup in a bong?
You would put it out.
Is that what would happen?
Yeah, probably would. It's too thick.
Well, you guys know better than I would. I'm just being hypothetical here. I don't smoke pot.
I don't sip scissor.
You should. You shouldn't. No,
I don't think I should.
So you're all into legalizing, and I'm all for that. All my friends smoke pot. Why not? It's no more dangerous than alcohol.
It's less dangerous than alcohol.
Wait a second now.
Alcohol can kill you. Marijuana
can kill you. If you're behind the wheel of a car.
No. I'm talking about strictly just the ingesting of the substance.
Well, it can kill your brain. Mm-hmm. Trust me, it's funny. Everybody that I know that smokes pot is like, there's no long-term effects of pot. And meanwhile, I know people I know people that have smoked pot and just brain dead.
I don't think there's any point in anyone trying to lie or propagandize it from either side. We should just be honest. It's not that dangerous, but it will.
But I hear people like, man, I get high and drive all the time. It ain't no big deal. I'm like, no, it's a big deal. Right?
It's a big deal.
Okay. Well, Easter Bunny says it's a big deal.
It's a big deal, but it's nothing if you're careful with it. If you just like, you don't drink and drive, you don't.
Stay home and smoke it.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the best. Why do you want to stress yourself out by smoking and then driving?
Well,
get out of my way.
the one time I got stoned when I ate a half a cookie, I think it's hit me. He's like, no, when did you have smoke pot last? About 9 o'clock. He's like, when was the last time you smoked? What did you eat? I'm like, 9 o'clock. He's like, when was the last time you smoked pot? I'm like, about 5 years ago. He's like, it's going to hit you at 9:58.
9:58.
Exactly.
50 seconds.
While I was driving, and the steering wheel started melting in my
hand.
Oh
no! See, that's bad news.
Yeah. So and everybody's like, "Oh, it must have been like mushrooms." And I'm like, "No." And I asked the guy. He's like, "No, that was just pot." And then next time I saw him, he's like, "You want some cinnamon toast?" I'm like, "No, I think I'm done." What's your favorite edible? That's a good question.
Edibles don't work on me.
Really?
There were some really awesome edibles at this shop on Linkersham and Camarillo in Vineland, and they shut down. The only edibles that actually
they
worked.
They had Jolly Ranchers.
I never tried those.
Jolly Ranchers?
Mm-hmm.
And you saw them in the counter. I'm sure you didn't partake.
Huh? I just know that.
Okay.
But they had the best edibles, the only ones that ever actually worked for me.
Now, why don't you think edibles work for you?
Because they don't put enough weed in them.
Right. Now, and here's another question. Now, and maybe Easterbody can answer this, because I don't know. The dispensaries, they say that the stuff at the dispensaries is more potent than the stuff that was on the street.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Depends on which dispensary you go to.
Yeah, it depends who your dealer was.
Right.
Yeah, if your dealer was cutting it a lot, then the dispensary stuff's better.
See,
if your dealer's
you
a good
can't
guy, you can't cut it.
Cutting it with what?
You're
good.
We're talking about marijuana.
I think you're confusing that with something from Colombia.
I think Easterbrand did a lot of partying in the 80s, and they were cutting stuff with... No.
He's really 27.
It's a rough life being the Easter Bunny, I know.
It is.
So the tooth fairy's hot, huh?
Oh, tooth fairy's very hot. They got that necklace made with the teeth. And that, like I say, that's the chick magnet. They love that.
Oh, okay.
What is it about a necklace made out of teeth that you guys like? What is it?
Oh, tooth fairy's a guy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a guy?
I thought tooth fairy's a girl.
No, I thought you were saying you were lesbians.
I'm not saying that, but if you guys want to partake, go right ahead. Let's go to the Easter Bunny. So wait a second. So Tooth Fairy's a guy?
Tooth Fairy's a guy, yeah.
Easter Bunny.
Yeah. Yeah. Tooth Fairy's a guy. How do you think he's going to slip in there under that pillow without waking that kid up and drop that $5 bill off?
No guy could do that.
Oh, no, he can't, but the Tooth Fairy can.
You ever try to see me like trying to slink around? And it's horrible. Just get slipped in my bed.
Not only have I never seen you do that, I'm not sure I ever want to see you do that.
Exactly. But
he's not very slinky.
Slinky is the best of the toys, Slinky.
Slinky is good. Santa Claus got me a Slinky once. He looked a lot like you.
Fat bastard.
Anyways, why don't you like Santa Claus?
He's a fat bastard. He's a prima donna.
Yeah?
That's all the press, too.
Right.
Well, I mean, you see Santa everywhere. And where do you see the Easter Bunny? Where do you see
Santa
the Tooth
porn.
Fairy?
Google it.
You only see the Tooth Fairy once.
The Tooth Fairy. Easter Bunny just broke character, apparently.
What's the deal? you're saying that the Santa gets all the porn, too. That's right. That's true.
Look up Easter Bunny
Easter
porn, Josie, on your phone.
You
got to
see somebody doing a rabbit. That's bestiality. That's not good. That's bad. Bad.
So I saw a bunch of Easter Bunny porn today. There's Easter Bunny porn.
Mindy saw Easter Bunny porn today.
It was all in the, most recent watched on the porn site.
Was that a lot of hopping?
It was just a lot of girls' dresses with bunny ears. But
yeah.
But tell me more. There's some fuzzy stuff.
Tell me more about this most recently watched.
Hold on. Easter Bunny.
YouPorn.com.
Easter Bunny. Oh, that's good. Easter Bunny. Did you check that one out?
What do we have? Let me see. Oh, that'll do.
Was that you, Easter Bunny? The camera's picking that up.
That's somebody else in the costume, not me.
All right. Empress Kush. Now, when is the album going to drop from you? Or are you just going to do one single at a time?
I'm just going to do one single at a time, I think. The other ones are still works in progress. Some are very, very close to being finished, and some are a little bit farther, but all close enough that I can start releasing them. It's going to take a little bit of fundraising. And
are you on Kickstarter, on your Indiegogo? Are you on any of that?
I have started a campaign, but I have not finished it. So it'll be published, and I'll start promoting that soon.
Okay.
in a week or something.
So let me ask you a question, because we were supposed to have the guest that Josie booked. We're supposed to have a High Times award-winning grower.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and so what's the difference between good weed and bad weed? Because I have no idea. There's no such thing
as bad weed.
It's the price.
Oh, yes, there is.
I know the price.
There's plenty of weed that I would rather be sober than smoke.
Really?
Yeah.
When was the last time you had some bad weed?
I smoked it anyway, but...
I'm sure. But this is just nothing, or is it...
You know, at the end of that one song where...
You smoked the blunts?
No, not that one. I think it's... I can't remember now. I think it's Snoop or Dre... But where he's like, no stems, no seeds, no seeds, no stems, no sticks.
Right.
Some of that real sticky, icky, icky. That's what you want.
Right.
No seeds, well, no stems,
I think that's what the Easter Bunny was talking about. They cut it with sticks and stems.
Sticks and stems. Well, that's not cutting it. That's just
I don't know
doing
what,
a
I don't
sucky
know
job of
it.
Trimming your plants and just throwing everything in right. and not knowing that you have to separate male plants from female plants because you
right.
you can only get the good weed off the female plants. The male plants just fuck it up. You want to kill them, get rid of them.
Right. So if they do legalize pot,
castrate those bastards.
Exactly. The Easter Bunny's real naughty this year, but... I was going to say, if they do legalize it, which I'm sure is coming, I would say probably in the next 10 years it'll be legal all over the country.
Oh, before that.
All right, well, we'll work on it.
I don't know about all over the country, but most
in California
parts,
it'll
yeah.
be legal in 10 years.
The West Coast.
For sure.
Yeah, in Seattle,
hopefully
Portland.
Like this year or something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to rush it, but I'd say, yeah, you're probably right. Oregon, California, and Washington will be legal in the next 5 years.
Well, it already is legal in Washington.
Huh?
Not Texas.
Legal in Washington. Yeah. Washington and Colorado.
Yeah, those were the
so
two.
So Washington and Colorado both have football teams. They both legalized marijuana, and they sent both states to a place called the Super Bowl.
Somebody got high and watched the Super Bowl this year. But Empress, if they legalize it now, won't that be, wouldn't that take the street thing? Good job, Easter Bunny. Wouldn't that take the edge off you being the Empress? Being the,
no.
The, yeah?
I would just get a different hat. Or I'll put, like get one of those wide out pants and be like,
isn't the appeal that it's illegal and you have to sneak around to get
no,
it?
No, that part kind of sucks. I don't want to really? Get in trouble.
Really? So you love the dispensaries?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I mean, not the whole thing about legalization, but a big part of the reason that legalization is a good idea is because there's so much violence associated with the prohibition of marijuana and other drugs, but I mean, right. other ones are more dangerous.
I say legalize them all, fuck them.
I kind of think that too, because then we can take the whole criminal aspect out of it, stop just throwing people in jail for 50 years for right. stupid shit, and let's concentrate on treating people who really have a problem. Like, there's some people who can handle weed, and there's some people that can't.
One.
I've been functioning pretty well for a while now, I think.
Easter Bunny can handle crack and Josie can handle heroin, so we're all on board. So
yeah. Like if you can function and handle it, like, okay, it's your choice. If you're functioning at a lower level because of your drug use, that's your choice. As long as you're not like robbing people and doing violent things or like being homeless because of it, then right. why is it really that big of a deal? At the point where somebody is having those problems where they need some drug so bad that they're willing to cross those lines.
Josie?
That's where, I mean...
Just kidding. I meant to say Easter Bunny. Go ahead.
No, that's where it's like, give these people treatment. Don't just, you were caught with crack again. We're going to throw you in jail. Like, okay, mm-hmm. they might not get any crack in jail. Mm-hmm. But... you're not really helping them. Like, they're just learning how to be better criminals from other criminals and then, like, coming out with less of a chance of right. getting a job and succeeding. Like,
and they're learning how to shove crack up their ass, too.
Yeah. It's a valuable skill.
So let me ask you, since you are your Royal Highness, and I don't know if anybody's dubbed you that, but please take it. It's right.
Thank you. I believe imperial would be the correct term.
You're the Imperial Highness.
Yeah. Well, okay. an emperor or empress is right.
well,
imperial.
Well, the Royal Highness has a double meaning, if you get what I'm going at.
Yeah, her Imperial Highness. Is what we're saying. Highness. Yes.
But explain to me, since it's in your name... Because nobody tells me anything, because I don't smoke it. What's the difference between Kush and regular marijuana? Is there a difference?
Kush
is
better. It's more crystally and more sticky, and it gets you more high. So you have the reason we like weed that's more potent is because then you have to smoke less of it, and then you're inhaling less crap.
Right. And I went out with this girl last year, and she came over. She's like, "Do you mind if I smoke out on your your patio?" I was like, "Okay." And she put out a blowtorch. She got out a blowtorch. Yeah, and then like there was like she had like a pain and she had like it was like liquid. What is that?
Was she smoking wax?
Maybe. Is that what it was? You can
yeah.
You can giggle, Josie. You're like on the verge of laughing.
Wax is pretty hardcore, but I don't fuck around with it really.
Really? So how did you make wax? What is wax?
I don't know how you make it. It's some like dangerous process having to do with butane.
Right.
And
so the butane's what gets you high?
Mm-hmm.
No. Easter Bunny, no. Do you know about the wax?
It's the THC that gets you high.
Are we talking about turtle wax here?
No, we're not talking about turtle wax. No.
It's just a term for some really, really concentrated THC. It's like a yellow, gooey, liquidy thing.
Right. Well, anyway, where does
it... They have to cook it and strain it.
Is that what happens? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, now you know.
There you go.
I know I should have asked Josie first. Josie, you taught Empress Kush about marijuana. Do you know that? Do you realize that? The woman that sang We Smoke the Blunts.
Well, see, I'm old school. I smoke the blunts.
She does smoke the blunts. And I was going to ask you about blunts, but we're running out of time. Josie, how do people get a hold of you?
Just Google me, Josie, J-O-S-I, and Kat, with the K, K-A-T, and you'll find my Twitter and all my social networks.
And tell them about the new Carrera show.
Carrera's going to be playing, Carrera's my band, and we're going to play for my birthday at the Kitty Club, which is at Bordner's, off Cherokee and Hollywood Boulevard.
1652 Cherokee, where Bar Sinister is.
Yeah, we're going to play with House of Broken Promises, which is awesome metal band.
Now you keep saying you're going to get on the show, and you never do.
Well, they live out of town.
Right.
And with Rebel Hotel. And my friend Jessica's going to do some burlesque.
That's good.
Cool.
And there's always some drama there. Empress Kush, how do people get a hold of you, and how do people get a hold of We Smoke the Blunts? Because you're going to premiere it on some other show, but we got it first.
Yes, you did get it first. But it's also going to be, if you missed it and you're just tuning in, you can listen in around 9:30 to radiobuzzed.com. There's no E in the word buzzed. It's just buzz and then D.
Or you can wait for a replay and listen to
the story. Or you could wait for the replay.
Stay on Skid Row Studios.
You can also go and stream it. It is going to be available for sale starting on 4/20. That's the official release date, but I dropped a little bit early.
She's the empress.
Yes. soundcloud.com/EmpressKush818. Be sure to put the 818 because there's some other.
Wait, there's another Empress Kush?
Yeah, she got SoundCloud before I did, but I got. What did I get?
Empress Kush Music.
Well, I got EmpressKush.com, and that's the most important thing, I guess.
Wait, where's this other Empress Kush?
Her name's Meredith something. I haven't listened to her stuff. I probably should.
Right. Well, where's she out of? Is she out of LA too?
I don't know. I didn't really spend that much time on her page.
Because if there's another Dark Mark, I'd find everything out about him and I'd make his life a miserable hell. But Empress Kush, how do we get a hold of the real Empress Kush, you?
EmpressKush.com.
Mm-hmm.
My YouTube doesn't have any videos on it yet, but it will. YouTube.com/EmpireOfKush. There's three things that you can type in, like slash whatever, if you're looking for me. There's going to be Empress Kush, which actually... No, don't do that, because it's only EmpressKush.com. Everything else I had to, like,
either put 818 or
Empire of Kush. I'm sorry, I'm babbling. I get bad at this sometimes.
Okay,
Empire of Kush, Empress Kush, Empress Kush Music, Empress Kush 818. You got EmpressKush.com.
Right.
You got Empire of Kush on YouTube and Facebook. I know. Right. Just go to EmpressKush.com, and you can find everything else.
Right.
And that'll be the easiest for you.
Yeah, and Santa Claus, how do we get a hold of you? Oh, I'm sorry.
Bastard, no, I'm not Santa Claus. I'm the Easter Bunny, and I'm mythical, so you can't get a hold of me, so deal with it.
Oh. Well, you'll be around next year, though.
I will be around next year. I'll be around next year. I'll be around if a little kid loses a tooth, and my fat bastard buddy will be around at Christmas time.
Wait, so you're the Tooth Fairy, too?
No, but I know the Tooth Fairy. We're all mythical creatures. We all hang out at the mythical bar there.
It gets weirder and weirder.
And spoke mythical Kush.
Yes. Well, it's about time for the spank train, which is how we end the show. Basically, everybody spanks each other this way. We spank each other this way. So everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. And you can play whatever you want. Play We Smoke the Blunts again. Why not?
All right.
Woo! We'll face this way first.
'Cush. Empress Kush on the mic. 420 every day. Who smokes the blunts? We smoke the blunts. We smoke the blunts.
You heard?
Who smokes the blunts? We smoke the blunts. We smoke the blunts. Rolling up the fatties, Cincinnati to Miami, pole to pole. People keep the fatties rolled, but I'm from Los Angeles, where we smoke the bomber screens. Scream if you know what I mean.
Only loading OG in the bowl. Now I'm on a roll, holding hits for minutes. No beginner shit. My blunts are so meticulous, stunting so ridiculous. Listen, bitch, I'm about to fix this shit. Sticky green, affirmative. Chocolate wrap, give me that. Who smokes a blunt?